All right, let's get started. So today, the title of our devotional is called, If You're Breathing, You Have a Purpose. If you're breathing, you have a purpose. And our scripture verse is Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. So God didn't create anything without a purpose. Now, I've got a list of a few things I need to discuss when I get to heaven, like mosquitoes. I don't understand their purpose. There's lots of things I don't understand, you know, their purpose. But God did not create anything without a purpose. So if you're breathing, you have a purpose. In Christ, you have something to offer the world. When God made you, he wired you in a certain way and uniquely shaped you for a contribution. Nobody has been you in the past or will be you in the future. God doesn't create clones or copies. Even identical twins are different in thousands of ways. Your thumbprint, your voice, your footprint, your heartbeat, and your eyes are all unique. You're not one in a million. You're one in trillions. God custom made you, and he wants you to be you. You may have heard all your life, why can't you be more like your brother, your sister, your friend, like so-and-so? But if God had wanted you to be you, then you wouldn't exist. And yet, you may spend your life trying to be somebody you're not. When you do that, you miss the whole purpose. God did not make you and put you here on this planet just to breathe air, take up space, and then die. If you're here, there's a contribution that only you can make. We are God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. You are God's masterpiece. Before you were born, God planned the good things he wanted you to do with your life. In other words, he gave you a ministry. Everybody has a ministry. You can find your ministry by looking at how God shaped you. He gave you unique spiritual gifts, abilities, and experiences to help other people. When you see how you are shaped and use that shape to bless others, then you will find your ministry and you will find your purpose. I encourage you today, find your purpose of what God created you for when he created you long ago. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We're so thankful that, God, you created us in your image, and God, you created us for a purpose. And I pray that everybody listening today will find their purpose, and that, God, that we will honor you with the gifts that you have given us, and that we can use our gifts to honor your kingdom and to bless others. Thank you for this day. Thank you for letting us live in a country where we can have a prayer call and we can worship you openly. Thank you for all you do for us. Thank you for TTE. Thank you for our wonderful team that, God, that you have put together. Thank you for our wonderful customers that you have blessed us with. God, just thank you for all you do for us each and every day. We love you and we thank you. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.